Praise the Lord, dear people of God. Good morning. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We bless His holy name. Let me encourage you from the Gospel of John, chapter 14 and verse 3. These are Jesus' words, and He says, If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Hallelujah. I love that. My dear brothers and sisters, the promise of Christ's return has been a source of much comfort to God's people through the centuries. However, it has also caused disagreement and even some divisions within the church. Not all Bible students and groups of Christians are agreed on the outline of future events. Even a casual acquaintance with the study of eschatology, that is the doctrine of the last things, will soon introduce such conflicting terms and interpretations as post-millennialism, amillennialism, pre-millennialism, post-tribulation, mid-tribulation, and pre-tribulation. Each of these positions has the support of excellent biblical scholarship and many sincere Christian followers. It is easy for believers to get confused with many aspects of Christ's return. Although Christians may disagree on some of the specifics related to future prophecy, most will agree on these basics. Number one, Christ will return personally, that is Acts chapter 1, verse 11. Number two, His return will be visible, that is Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Number 3, He will come in power and glory, Mark chapter 13, verse 26. And number 4, His coming will consummate His salvation and judgment, that is John 5, 21 to 29, and Hebrews 9, 27 to 28. Amen. The anticipation of Christ's coming places a responsibility on you and me, both individually and corporately as a church, even now, to live our lives of purity. 1 John 3:3 calls for that. And to be involved in getting the gospel to every nation before His return, as commanded in Matthew 24:14 and Mark 13:10, and the Great Commission that the Lord Jesus has given to us. So, my dear brothers and sisters, live in a simple enjoyment that Christ will fulfill His promise. He will return, perhaps even today. The question is, are we ready? Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. We bless your name. We praise you. Today, Lord, fill our hearts with assurance. Fill our hearts with hope. Fill our hearts with your Holy Spirit. Our lives will be consumed with the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, because we know that the signs of the time tell us that you are round the corner. You will come quickly. You'll come soon, perhaps today. And I pray that, Lord, we will be found ready, like those five virgins who had oil and light in the lamp. And we want to say thank you for that. I pray that, Lord God Almighty, our lights will so shine in this dark world, and our oil will not be consummated completely, but we will have it till the coming of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we'll be taken up into glory to rule and reign with you on this earth for a 1,000-year period, a millennium, and we bless you for that. We give you the praise and the glory. Today, O Father, I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your great glory and grace to abound upon their lives. Keep them, preserve them, protect them, provide for them, prosper them, Abba. And I pray that you will bless them abundantly. Keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I rebuke every manner of sickness in the mighty name of Jesus. For in your name every demon flees, in your name the dead are raised, in your name the lame walk, in your name the blind see, in your name the deaf hear, and the dumb speak, in your name the backslidden are, Lord, brought back into your fold. We thank you for that, and we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.